King Tut Papyrus is a must-have landscape plant for next year today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
One plant that drew a lot of attention in our trial gardens this year was the exotic-looking King Tut Papyrus. This grass-like plant can easily grow to 6 feet tall and has a striking presence in the landscape. King Tut is a member of the same papyrus family of plants that the ancient Egyptians used to make paper, and the dramatic appearance makes for great conversation with the connection to the distant past. If you want that exotic look but have a small growing space, there are a couple of smaller choices. I grew Prince Tut in my landscape in a large terracotta container that is perfect for displaying the 3 foot tall plant. There is even Baby Tut, which at less than 2 feet tall would be fantastic in a container. All three papyrus selections feature triangular green stems topped by an umbrella-like inflorescence with hundreds of thread-like rays. The flower clusters appear at the ends of these rays. Papyrus generally aren't hardy where extended freezing temperatures occur. In Mississippi's in zone 8 and 9, usually the plant will die back to the ground and return the next year. But even if they don't come back the next spring, if the home gardener just treated them as annuals and bought a plant or two each year, the rate of growth and that unique texture would be worth it. Until next time, I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman enjoying our Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.